An ordinance now before the Matanuska Susitna Borough Assembly would allow the borough to pay for advertising to influence voters in the case of state ballot propositions. As KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports, the ordinance comes at a time when an upcoming state ballot is expected to put a number of controversial issues before the voters.
The ordinance, sponsored by Matanuska Susitna Borough Assemblyman Ron Arvin, comes up for public comment Tuesday night at the regular borough assembly meeting. Alaska code prohibits boroughs from spending money on advertising concerning a candidate or a ballot initiative, but state law does allow boroughs or municipalities to pass a local law that allows the governing entity to spend money to influence the outcome of a ballot proposition vote. Arvin's ordinance would revise the Matsu Borough Code, which currently forbids spending borough money on election advertising, to allow the borough to spend taxpayer money to influence voters on statewide ballot propositions. Arvin did not return calls or emails for this story, but in the ordinance he states that a revision of the current code would allow the borough to take a position for or against a statewide ballot proposition. Matsu Borough Assemblyman Jim Sykes says the proposed ordinance is a bad idea.
I have more questions than I have answers here, but why would we use taxpayer dollars to try and influence a state ballot issue that specifically gives Alaskans the responsibility to vote on it?
Sykes also says it's up to statewide voters to make decisions on state ballot issues and that the borough government should not interfere.
We are essentially taking a position, creating propaganda, and spending borough money, which we don't have any extra on, to do propaganda on an issue that is beyond our responsibility.
Arvin's ordinance states that all voters are impacted by statewide ballot issues and that his ordinance would allow the borough to state how the outcome of a ballot proposition would affect borough voters. Sykes says many areas of the proposed ordinance are murky. For instance, who in the borough would decide on the opinion the borough would take in regard to any state ballot issue? And Sykes says the proposed ordinance raises reporting issues with the Alaska Public Offices Commission and with the requirements to list which major donors pay for election advertising. Arvin's ordinance states that borough funds used to influence voter response to a state ballot proposition must be specifically appropriated for that purpose. Using borough money on candidate election advertising is prohibited under state law. Arvin is seeking state office. He has declared his candidacy to run for Bill Stoltz's House District 11 seat. I'm Ellen Lockyer.